This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at NPR.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4... Guess we're leaving town again. We're moving out and moving in. Gotta break the news to all my friends, but they won't care. They'll just find another face to fall behind and take my place, to run way up past second base and just stand there. A dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Witches ring around the moon, better get home soon. Poison oak and poison ivy, dirty jokes that blew right by me. Mama curling up beside me, crying to herself. Why can't daddy just come home, forget whatever he did wrong? He's in a hotel all alone. That song's called Dreamsicle. That's on our newest album, Reunions. This is Amanda Shires. I'm Jason Isbell. We're so happy to be on Tiny Desk. Are you happy to be on Tiny Desk?
I'm so excited to be on Tiny Desk.
This desk is tiny.
It's my favorite desk.
This is her desk, and it is legitimately tiny, and there's something I'd like to say. I may have said it before, but the desk that is on the Tiny Desk concert is not tiny. It is larger than average for a desk. It's a tiny concert at a desk. Like, it's tiny for a concert.
It's a pretty small desk.
It's really
a
pretty big desk.
And it's even smaller because there's so much stuff on it.
There's a lot of stuff on it. Maybe, like,
a cluttered
desk concert.
A lot of work gets done there.
Yeah. Busy desk. Productive desk concert. But,
I'm very happy to be here. I love Tiny Desk. I love being on Tiny Desk. We had so much fun last time. You remember Ashwin? We got Ashwin up out of the
audience. Yes, that was amazing.
Back when there could be an audience of cool people like Ashwin who could come up and play the guitar with us. Lately, we have been home, and that is where we have been all the time. And we have a 4-year-old daughter named Mercy, and she keeps us really occupied. And Amanda's been painting and writing and doing some streaming shows from here in our barn.
I've been learning Pro Tools.
She has learned
so I could
to
record.
Yeah. I have been sitting in the floor with headphones on playing the electric guitar. And nobody can hear it but me. But it makes me happy. It keeps me sane.
No, we can hear it except for you turn it on your headphones.
Yeah, when the baby takes a nap, I put the headphones on. But it keeps me sane and it keeps me happy. And it's nice to make music and feel like that there are some people out there paying attention. Because lately it's been a little difficult. We haven't gotten to do the thing that we feel like we were born to do. Hopefully things will get back to normal one day. But until they do, we're going to be grateful that you guys would have us on Tiny Desk and grateful for everybody who would watch. Thank you very much. Let's do overseas. Because we can't go overseas. We're going to sing overseas.
Used to be a ghost town, but even the ghost got out. And the sound of the highway died. There's ashes in the swimming pool. But I saw you on your wedding night, and I watched you sleeping in my arms. You didn't wash your makeup off. You woke up looking scared as hell. You're never coming back to me. You're never coming back at all. And the waiter made a young girl cry at the table next to mine tonight. And I know you would have brought him to his knees, but you're overseas. Doesn't seem so long ago we thought that we could change their mind. We'd stay here and fight it out with a love that we could weaponize. But I saw you losing faith, and I was watching when the light went out. You know what revolution means, and you know it's not an option. I couldn't leave my father here to finish up his life alone. And I saw you in her daughter's eyes last night. She called me in a lie. And I need you here to make both of us believe. But you're
Thank you. That's Amanda Shires playing the fiddle. That's really good.
Thanks for having me.
That was so good.
I like to play the fiddle, man.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, we should.
When
I set it up. I've been setting it all up, so I encourage you to come out here and let me record you.
It looks beautiful. And also, there's flowers. Those flowers are real.
They're from my garden.
She grew those flowers in the garden. And it's amazing. I can't even keep a plastic flower alive. So let's see. Let's do another song for him.
Okay.
Maybe we should.
Tune?
No. I don't need
that.
Let's tell him something about what it's like here at our home. What's it like here at our home?
I think it's a lot like probably how everybody else is feeling, where they wish they had a different window to look out of.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I'm just grateful that we have a home.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We got a nice place here, and we've got an awesome daughter to spend time with and chase around. And she's coming into her own and getting really funny and learning how to yodel. She tells me that she is an expert yodeler, and then she yodels. And it's good. I mean, it's good, especially for a four-year-old yodeler who is not...
She's no Jimmy Rogers.
...Scandinavian or Jimmy Rogers. You know, it's good. But then she tells me I have to send... She says, "Steady, that's amazing yodeling. Can you send that video to Jewel?" And I've yet to send the video to Jewel because I'm afraid... Like, Jewel seems very nice. She's always been very nice. But I'm afraid she's going to come to the house and say, "Listen, young lady, you can't yodel for shit. Get out of the yodeling business right now." And I want to be the barrier between my daughter and the cutthroat world of competitive yodeling.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been working on.
Now, the other thing that's new is we've had chickens for several years, but we recently, a family down the street, they hatched a rooster, and we took him under our care, and he learned to crow.
He did. He just learned to crow a couple days ago, and Mercy named him Captain Loveheart, which is appropriate considering the
what
rooster.
What may or may not happen.
Yeah. I mean, he has a lot of love in his heart, and he is a captain, and it makes me think of Captain Beefheart, and then I picture the chicken crowing upon the my oh my or something from Trout Mask replica, and it makes me really happy. Anyway, let's do another song for him. Thanks again for listening. We're going to do one last song for you, and this one is it's called It Gets Easier. It starts off in the A minor.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the C cap. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4... Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Same dream I have about twice a week. I had one glass of wine, I woke up feeling fine, and that's how I knew it was a dream. Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Go burn a whiskey down my throat. My hand turned into a rattlesnake, and I laughed myself away, and that's how I knew it was a joke. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody at Tiny Desk, and thanks to Amanda Shires, and thanks to Leonard Cohen on her shirt.
Yeah.
It's tough because it's like, I want to look at Leonard Cohen, but then your eyes are up there.
Yeah, you can look at Leonard Cohen and just think about how I'm in a war right now.
All right. I think you should just keep Leonard Cohen on the shirt on.
Yeah, permanently. I'm going to.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
With NPR Plus, there's more to hear, like extended interviews with some of the experts we talk to at Planet Money and The Indicator.
It's a mistake for economists to only think about economic efficiency when considering policies, because you'll actually wind up with a worse outcome.
And with NPR Plus, you help keep NPR going. Learn more at plus.npr.org.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.